Okay, and we're live. Welcome to episode 3 of the Clubhouse. Unfortunately, we fired HB. Wow. So he's gone.
He's gone.
We've got a sweet yay. He's fired. He's gone. So we brought in a special guest. We're filming on location in the great outdoors today with our special guest, TJ.
Thank you. The one and only. Thank you.
TJ. Sables. And OH, or OH and Sables, number 8. Very explosive, man. Hopefully he's got some explosive facts for us today. How are you doing, TJ?
I'm good, man. Good.
Pleasure to be here, bro. It's a pleasure to have you. Yeah, man. And obviously we've got the walking peanut gallery, that is BMAC. BMAC, how are you, bud?
Does that even mean?
It means you talk nonsense. Have you never heard of the peanut gallery?
All right, let's get going. The peanut
gallery. Too much in Zoom.
Too many nuts. All right, guys. So start things off. Some very sad news came out yesterday. One of probably New Zealand's most talented players called time on his career. Israel Dagg, great player. Absolute talent. Sad to see him go. But, you know, that's the way of the game. It's the nature of the game. Very physical sport we're playing nowadays. So, you know, it was very...
At 30, man.
At 30, yeah. Eesh. Early.
Rugby's a young man's game, bro.
That's like us next year.
30. Yeah, that's us next year. We're 30. Yeah. That was TJ 6 years ago.
Eight, bro.
Fucking 30.
8 years ago. The next one was 39, bro.
But what would you call it? I wouldn't say that's not taking care of himself or not attending to the injury properly, because obviously they are going to do the best for it.
Yeah.
Is it beyond
I think it was beyond repair, at the point where every time he ran, the fluid started welling up in his knee, so just not that could be done, you know?
I mean, he's just played this game at a high level for so long. So long. I think that's probably the biggest cause, and you just can't get back from that, man. Just injury after injury, week after week. It's difficult to rehab continuously, especially if you have one big injury. You know,
but I mean, that's the nature of rugby. That you almost never fully fit. You're almost never fully fit. Mm. Probably maybe at the very beginning of preseason. The first couple of weeks of preseason. Then after that, the niggles come in, you know, be it hamstrings, don't laugh, be it hamstrings, be it groins.
Three groins.
You never have enough time to recover to if you're playing at that level.
No.
This is my boozers.
We've got time.
You can call it out. Give me time.
It doesn't, it's not what feeds you. So you can just be like, nah, today I'm going to sit out training. Exactly. Today I'm going to sit out training.
Yeah.
But let's cast an eye onto the Super Rugby this weekend. Currently, the Canes are playing the Landers. I don't know what the score is. Anybody check? But I'm expecting the Canes to take this one, to be honest with you. The Highlanders are missing. They're missing a number of guys. And also, yeah, I just think the Canes are a better team. So I think they'll take that one. And the Sharks are playing the Lions this evening.
It's going to be nice to watch.
At Ellis Park. What you think?
Is this full time? No, 68 minutes. Hurricanes 31, Highlanders 28.
Boom, boom.
It's pretty close.
Super bro. 4 points.
Game's not over.
Exactly. Add them by 4 points. I know it's not over, but still, let a man be happy.
Highlanders can do it.
28-31. I mean, it was close the first time too, wasn't it?
Was it?
I thought it was a close
game. I don't remember.
But anyway, we've got each other's numbers, man. These guys are pros, dude. It doesn't matter. You can take pieces in and out, and unless you're like a real impact player, you know, it's not going to make too much of a difference. But I thought it was a really close game the first time.
Yeah, I'm just, my big, one concern for the Highlanders is Naholo at the moment. I think that's a huge concern for him. He was out of form, and now he's injured, and he's out for 6 weeks. That's going to do some serious damage to his All Blacks hopes. Serious damage.
World Cup, yeah,
Ash,
you do not want those problems.
And George Bridges playing well, Brandon Eno's playing well. Melani Nana is playing well. There's so many people in his position that are playing well. And the sad thing is he's limited, as in he can only play on the wing.
So it's tricky.
Yeah, that is always tricky.
Okay, after this game, the Reds are playing the Stormers. Mm. I'm going to give it to the Reds. I think, although the Stormers...
Where are they playing?
They're playing in Queensland. Like at Suncorp.
Okay.
That's tough. Stormers take another loss.
Yeah, well, they've been... Yeah. It's a tricky one. Because the Reds are also under pressure. They got thumped last week.
By the Rebels. Rebels.
So they've also got a point to prove. So it's just going to be... It's going to be an interesting battle.
I did read somewhere that the Stormers have the Reds number. Like, they've won 10 out of 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Against the Reds. So it just might be.
Just might be.
That the Stormers have this figured out.
Beast is breaking a record tonight, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you imagine. Yeah, he's breaking it. Yeah.
Super Rugby South African player. It's quite something.
It is quite something.
Oh, he breaks it because he mashed it last week.
He mashed it last week, yeah. So he's breaking it tonight.
Breaks it tonight.
Man.
So I reckon that the Sharks will be emotionally pumped and charged, but hey.
Sometimes I should bad direction, not emotion.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. They'll be pumped and whatever, but that Lions team is pretty deep. Like, people don't understand. Like, Janchi, yes, he's a wing. He's been playing on the wing, but traditionally he is a center. That's where he started out. That's where he was playing. His breakout year last year, and he was playing Varsity Cup, he was playing in the center. He was playing outside center. Yeah. And he's got a really good skill set. I don't know if you saw the try that he set up when he chipped it in the 22 off his left foot.
I think I saw the highlight of that. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful piece of play. So, unfortunately, I think the Lions will take this. Ellis Park, desperate for a win.
The Lions are so good anyway, I think.
Yeah, I'd give it to the Sharks.
You're giving it to the Sharks.
You're just saying that should be different, but it's okay.
I'm not really
saying that to be different.
But the Lions haven't gotten into their stride this season yet.
Yeah. I think Warren Whitey's injury was a big loss.
Yeah, it was a big loss.
Really messed things up for them.
Then we got... That's another guy who's riddled with injuries, eh? That are just going to cut his career pretty short, I think.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
Because right now, World Cup, yeah, then injury.
There's so many guys right now.
Luke Deaga also. Sheesh.
I'm telling you, this year is going to be interesting. Some guys are just going to get on that plane. Just because some people got injured.
That's unfortunate.
Well, okay, so tomorrow morning, say it as Brumbies. Let's not even waste time discussing
this. Seeders.
No. I even think Blues Waratahs. I think the Blues will beat the Tars. Because, I mean, the Blues are playing really well. And they're at home.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they've been performing.
The Blues look sexy.
Rico has woken up.
I feel like they need to because...
Rico's hot right now.
Shit. 7 tries in 3 games.
They've been disappointing their fans for the past decade or so. So they really need to.
They really need to do something.
But you know what would be quite an interesting game? The one after that, Rebels. Rebels and Sunwolves. Just that the Rebels are playing well. Sunwolves are also playing really well. It could be quite entertaining. Mm. Could be a really open game because neither of them are known for their forward play.
Yeah.
So it could be really entertaining. I think, what's his name? Masirewa, the wing for the Sunwolves.
The guy's a beast.
He brings it.
He does.
Brings it. Scored a brace last week. He's a good player.
Is that flyer for Busan was eligible for...
Hayden Parker.
For Japan.
I think he's World eligible Cup. This year. He's eligible this year.
That guy can't miss.
The fuck? You know, Sopoanga pushed him out of the lineup.
Sheesh. He actually...
He's an amazing... And you know the thing is... Oh, you guys are both forwards, but... Like, when he kicks, the way he stays in the kick, in that... I know you're going to tell me you got a conversion from... when TJ was 13, dude. When TJ dude. Was 13, he got a kick from the corner. But to be fair, it was only...
I was 12.
Okay, fine, when he was 12. But yeah, the distance was only like 20 meters.
It was not really. Really.
Were you there?
No.
Yeah, but I know you guys. But I know you forward. You guys exaggerate.
Were you there?
I was not there.
Thanks so much. Let's continue.
Continue. You only, I don't even know if you're bored.
We went.
That's how old you are, bro.
You are bored. Exactly. That's crazy.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. So anyway, other stuff going on this weekend. Hong Kong Sevens qualifiers. Mm. Cheetahs, please get it done.
Love Hong Kong.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Love Hong Kong. Love Hong Kong. But Cheetahs, hopefully they'll get it done. But it's gonna be a real uphill battle.
Such an uphill battle. But we've got a rally behind them, man.
Look, it can be done. We've had these battles. I think Hong Kong, this is the third time coming now. Well, not right now, but we can get to the final. We can get to the end of the final, being in the lead, then something just goes wrong.
Yeah.
We are very capable of doing it. We just need to see it through.
Yeah, very true. I think there's a fair bit of experience in that squad.
Yeah.
I mean, as young as it is, there is a fair bit of experience. And I think there are enough guys in that squad right now who've felt the disappointment of not only
getting to the final and leading at the end of the final.
Yeah, of not only the one in Hong Kong, but remember the Olympic qualifier as well. Yeah,
when we lost to Kenya. Yeah, same to Kenya. Setup. We same were leading. Thing. So Maraba scored last movement conversion. They just had to kick off a contestable kick, regain and just that. What happens?
Deep.
Our man goes deep. who's this Kenyan guy?
Was it Ambaka?
Willie. Grabs he just went right whole the field. Way bam. Dishing out handles.
Handles. So I think they've you know, sometimes you need to go through a bit of pain to understand how important it is to actually win. I think they've been through that. So let's just hope that they get out their group. Let's focus on the because they got Tonga and Hong Kong in their group. So if they get out the group, get out the pool.
Step by step.
Step by step, game by game.
Concentration, man. Yeah. Sevens is such a big concentration game, and it's just 14 minutes.
Mm.
That's all it is, really.
It really
I
actually
think
is.
That's all it is. Just stay focused.
It's, speaking of sevens, your former home states, they are...
Number one.
They're on fire. They're on fire at the moment. But get, like what?
They just need to stay in that top four region. How many more in the series left? Four?
There's still got a
three or four?
Yeah, three or four.
They could end this year as number one.
But I mean, like from your experience over there, how intense is the program now? Like how has it changed? How has it actually... really attacking.
No, I think maybe it's perhaps kind of like how the US approaches a lot of the things. Maybe even if you're looking at business, whatever they do, but they attack low-hanging fruit. And sevens is something that they could make an impact on pretty quickly. So they just went after it and have been very patient with their program. Patience. I think that's where maybe we even lose the plot sometimes. Is we want quick results without having to go through some of the struggles. The US was not in contention last year. Nobody was talking about them the year before.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of a sudden, you know, they medaled four or five times, and then number four in Vancouver. So they're sticking to a process. That's really all it is, I think.
And is that process being transferred over to 15s now? Is it...
Yeah, well, they've set up the Major League Rugby now, so
which is expanding.
That's expanding, and I know I was just talking to one of the coaches, so they have an allocation for 10 foreigners on each team. So they're going to bring an influx of other talent to bring up local talent, which is, I think, what that's the key to their success, to be honest. And then they always have Samoans, the American Samoans.
Yeah,
they get big boys. That are already American citizens.
And then they've got the speedsters as well from the
and
sprinters.
Then they've got the sprinters that they've converted into rugby players, Wings. Baker and Kyles. Yeah.
So I assume that with this whole new global, this whole World League thing set up, like they must be so for it. They must be excited about it. Without a doubt. Although it's going to pretty much kill rugby elsewhere. In other countries that are just on their level, I'm sure they're like, hey, screw that. This is going to help us.
Yep.
So let's go for it. You know, yeah. I don't think they've earned it, but hey.
I mean, I look at the US in sevens the same way that Argentina has done in 15s. Like, they're making themselves relevant, like, very quickly. But it's just by taking those baby steps and putting yourselves in these difficult competitions, but being competitive. Yeah. So that's what they've done well. And that's what we have to do well.
Getting into the competitive competitions is half, you know, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
When Argentina got into, was it Tri Nations before they got in, then they got into Rugby Champs.
Yeah.
You know, they were halfway there.
Yeah.
They might have started off losing to everyone, but they were gaining the experience. They were playing.
They're still losing to everyone, but the margin is getting.
But they're beating, you know, every now and again. Yep. Australia might just go on their way. South Africa might, you know. Yeah.
That's the difference between them and someone like Italy, who were given a chance in the Six Nations. They'll get the odd win, but there's no progression whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's no sign of the margins aren't getting smaller and smaller. If anything, they're actually increasing.
Yeah.
And they rely on catching a team on a bad day, whereas the RGs, it's not about catching a team on a bad day.
If you catch them on a good day, they're going
to
turn
up. It's about them performing. You know?
I think Italy also needed to do something where even the bulk of their team plays in a competitive European league. So
yeah, they do, though.
But they should have, if they'd done that earlier.
Yeah, if they'd done it earlier.
Just like the Jaguares.
Yes, like the Jaguares. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you... Yeah,
because then your players are just playing rugby continuously, and they're exposed to this high level of rugby. You would have just got a better team.
Because in Pro 14, Benetton, Treviso, they're second in their pool. But that, it took them how long?
Yeah.
It took them how long to get there? You know, I think they only got involved in that league like 3-4 years ago. So, I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens.
Hopefully, we'll see what goes.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, if you guys read up on the law changes, again, the people who run the sports, again, want to change the laws. So you don't know? Okay, so...
True enough.
There are a number of them. But you've watched Rugby League, right? Have you watched Rugby League?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you're familiar... Are you familiar with the 40-20? So what it is basically kicking it from your own 40-meter line and then it going out on the opposition team's 20-meter line after bouncing once, with only one bounce. So if you do that, then you get the line out.
Oh.
So they want to bring that in Union, where they've proposed a 50-22.
Halfway
to their 22, which I think is one bounce. That's not realistic. I think they need to actually increase the distance. I think maybe if it's 40-22, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense. But they want to bring that in because, I mean...
Precision kicking.
And that'll cut out a lot of the aimless kicking, the tennis that we see a lot of the time. I mean... But the most controversial one is removing the jack layer at the breakdown. Because the breakdown is becoming a mess. Because what's happening is a lot of injuries are happening at the breakdown because you get the guy jack layer over the ball and then someone just dives in. Takes them out. And then what you end up seeing is a lot of people are also getting a lot of knee injuries at the breakdown because, again, the jackal is there and there's no real legal way to move it.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing now is twisting him.
Yeah.
And that is putting his legs in serious risk. You know, so it's because the breakdown, like I said, it's either just a huge collision or you're twisting someone and then putting them at serious harm of getting injured. And so now it's like, okay,
Let's go back to the old way, man, when we used to just rake you out of the joint. There was no You can hold, you can play the ball on the ground, but some stud is going to tell you whether to release it or not. Somebody's stud told
you. You know, the way things were are at the breakdown at the moment, I mean, especially we'll talk Northern Hemisphere, it creates a game that doesn't have any creativity. Look at Ireland. They know they're going to rock. When they have the ball, they're just going to have... How many? They have like 100 rucks more than whatever team they're playing against.
Really?
Yeah. 100 rucks more.
They figured that out.
Huh? All they do is just hit, go down, hit, go down, hit. Go. So it's not creative.
Yeah.
And hence why they've been figured out. And that's why they won't get past the quarterfinal later
if
on.
If they go in playing that way, yeah.
They go in playing that way. They're going to get figured out.
I mean, they were exciting. Yeah.
Do you think they'll change the way they play?
Well, they've had a few players coming out saying, no, we have a plan B, but people don't even know our plan A. But I don't think they'll change the way they play. It's too late. It's
plan too B, late. Everyone says that, bro. Yeah. Behind closed doors, you all are looking at each other like this.
I mean, you've got a coach.
What's going on? What are we doing?
You've got a coach that micromanages the way you play. So, I mean, I don't think they can change. And even if they could change... They don't have the personnel to actually really spark it up.
Would time be on their side if they tried to change?
No.
They wouldn't.
Definitely wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't. Definitely wouldn't. But anyway.
Speaking of World Cup, I know you wanted to talk about Fiji.
I'd rather talk about France, to be honest. After watching the Champions Cup at the weekend, I'd much rather talk about France.
Yeah.
Playing good rugby. The quality of that game, Racing Metro and Toulouse, was something else, man. It was just ridiculous. Wow. The skills on show. I think France are a dark horse. I'm gonna put my neck on the line and say it. Yeah, they're a dark horse. But the thing is, they're in a tough group because they're in the same group as England and Argentina.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a tight group.
That's tough.
That's a tight group.
I can guarantee that they'll pull one upset.
Yeah.
Those two.
They're such an exciting team, though. But France have been exciting at World Cups before and did not win.
They're
an exciting team.
They're exciting.
They can play exciting rugby.
Yeah. They're exciting enough.
Like they'll knock out you.
Yes.
But they won't make it to the end.
Yeah, but we put a stop to that. Them knocking out the favorite bastards. But then I guess it depends on who they pick. It depends on who they pick. They pick the right players. Then
they'll get the right result.
I mean, that number 9 of theirs, Dupont, he's something else, man. Like, that kid is just, he is so good.
Yeah.
He is so good. I'd actually nearly go as far to say is right now he's the best number 9 in Europe.
Ooh.
He is, the lines he runs, his distribution, the way he speeds up the game, the way he controls the game, his kicking game.
Yeah.
It is right now, nobody should go anywhere near that number 9 jersey. And even number 10, I'd still play him in front of Ntamak at 10. Because, again, he gets the backline moving.
Yeah.
You know, he gets the backline moving. Where the problem is now is you're looking at midfield.
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking at midfield. Because Fofana's got injuries. He's very injury prone. But having said that, you're a center who's... 86 or 87 kgs, of course you're going to get hurt.
And in a tournament like the World Cup, man, that's a lot of games.
Yeah.
If you're injury prone, it's not good. I mean, it's okay if you're going to play one game. Yeah,
one item will lock
you up. I mean,
ideally you can have Fofana and Bastero, because I think Bastero is underrated. Everybody talks about it. He's fat and he's overweight. He's nice, but when he's on, man, when he's on and he plays, like, what he can do at that size.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not shit. Like, if you can be playing at that size and at that level for so many years, you're a very good player.
Yeah.
You know. They picked the right back three there. So you should go do yourselves a favor. Check out the highlights of La Rochelle. And Northampton, there was a fullback called Rates. You should just watch him.
He's nice.
Footwork and pace. He created 3 tries just from just his counterattack. He plays like Gio Apple.
Oh.
That's how he plays. Okay. Yeah, like he's so balanced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss him. Gio.
Don't we all miss him? But
all right, yeah, France. Well, I'll put that on teams to watch. Otherwise, I wasn't really.
You weren't really.
No.
So who are you? You're just all about.
I go.
So you're all about
the standard guys, man. It's gonna end up the normal guys that we see there. I think the gap is closing in world rugby, but it's still the same. The big guys will always make it there.
Okay, I thought you were gonna say okay.
It's gonna be.
But is it really closing that much?
It's closing, yeah. It's closing.
It is, until they figure out a way to open the gap.
Yeah.
Because the world rugby spent maybe a good 3-4 years trying to catch up to what New Zealand is.
And then they just opened it up a little bit. Yeah.
Take another leap.
Because right now we don't know what game plan the All Blacks are going to use in the World Cup. Because I guarantee you it's not going to be game plan they used last year.
Oh, of course.
Because they came out and said, like, we were just trying something different and trying something new.
Of course.
That for me, that's really scary. If I was playing against the Overs, I'd be like, they were trying something new and they only lost 2 games.
I love how in those upper echelons that rugby's played, it really is a chess match, you know, between who can come up with a scheme that is better. It's not about the athletes on the field, to be perfectly honest. You're fighting against schemes. They know what you're about to do. They absorb pressure just so that, because they know in the last 10 minutes this team tires. So we're just going to take it. We'll absorb for 70 minutes. And you know, like, how many times did New Zealand do that, like back maybe 10 years ago, where they would run those 20, 30 phase plays at the end of a game? Will come back. Even they did it to South Africa this year, last year.
Yeah.
You know, where South Africa
8 minutes,
they basically won the game.
Everything crumbled.
Everything was perfect. And the last 3 minutes is where they take you. In the last 3, what is that? That is what I know that they are good at, exceptionally good at. So, again, they've taken that concept that we're talking about with sevens, that it's a 14 minutes of concentration to 80 minutes of concentration. These guys are focused.
They also did that to Ireland in 2013.
What I like about New Zealand is that while they're absorbing this pressure, they're not just absorbing it to say, look, okay, last 3 minutes. They're busy absorbing it and they're like, okay.
And observing. Yeah.
And they're figuring you out. And that's the thing. Most teams, in terms of just the player having that intellectual capacity to be like, okay, let's absorb, but let's also stay calm and figure it out, and let's figure out what they're doing. Yeah. You know, that's so. They teach. They have this thing called appreciative inquiry in their coaching structures. So, it's basically the coach will, you'll play a game, and then instead of him telling you, oh, you're doing this wrong, you should have done this, you should have, he asks them, like, okay, what do you think you did right? What do you think you did wrong? How can we do this better? How can we do this better? Yeah. So now you've got, you're analyzing yourself while you're training and while you're playing. And you're also analyzing the opposition. You're like, okay, fine. So if we do this, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this. And that they have that from the most basic level. From the most basic level, as from under 13s.
Yeah.
You know.
But everybody's dialed in. Yeah. I think that's the big difference. You know, it's not just one guy who spots the hole. It's almost like you've got 5-6 guys on the field. We say, hey, the fullback is out of position. Mm. And those 5-6 guys are in prime positions and they all see it at the same time. That guy is in the wrong place. And it's like, boom. I mean, South Africa, that's what hurt them. Yeah. Just one guy in the wrong place. Wrong place. One guy.
Yeah.
And all of them saw it. They all knew what
was
up.
That's a good
culture to have. Yeah.
Great culture.
Boom, let's go.
If you have
From that lineup, we're going, we're scoring, we're done.
If you have some time, do yourself a favor, watch All or Nothing, All Blacks.
Yeah.
Very good. It just scratches the surface, but you get to see why they're so good at what they do. So if you do have some time, check that out. And just last thing, Super 6 starts this weekend. Zim's top 6 clubs.
It's on.
It's on this weekend. It's on this weekend. We have the Bulawayo Derby. Did I say Bulawayo, right? Matt Warriors and OMs.
Whatever.
Is that really like a home? You can't really say home and away because they all play at Hartsfield, don't they? Don't they?
Home and away.
It's home and away.
It's home and away. Somebody's home away. So Matt Warriors and OMs should be good. If you're in Bulawayo, go check that out. Two games in Harare Sports Club. The reigning champions. They're playing against Mutare Sports Club. And then, Biggin.
Ogojins or Hararians.
The old Hararians. If you do have time and say you've got nothing to do, in fact, if you have something to do, change your plans.
This is a better thing to do.
Change your plans. Come check it out. Should be a very good game. Hopefully, a lot of good rugby. Hopefully,
No one pulls a hamstring. That's really what I'm hoping for.
In warm up.
I don't know this individual you're speaking of, but thanks a lot for joining us.
I wish they were all in one venue, though.
No, terrible. I think one venue dilutes the whole importance of playing at home and playing away. I think if we're playing all the games in one venue,
first round, bro.
Yeah, but still.
There's no way that kick in.
No. I think one venue it dilutes the whole thing. To be honest,
I would be back on this one. It would have been a nice like. Let's pack this joint.
Because it really would have been
It'll
packed.
Still, I think it'll still be packed because people want to watch the more competitive game.
I hope people know because not a lot of information is flying around.
No, there hasn't been. Yeah.
So people know, people can come out and have a good day, watch some good rugby, have a couple of beers, and yeah, have fun. So thanks for joining us, guys. We'll catch up with you next week. Clubhouse signing out.
Lovely.
Cheers.
Oh, thanks to TJ. Nat.